Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The boss is back, baby! And I'm ready to rumble.
Yes, yes, y'all. So fresh, y'all. Snoop Dogg with Sasha Banks, we the best, y'all. Make way for the new, what it do. And if you in the way, let me say she coming for you.
Bringing you some breaking news on the Cultaholic Wrestling podcast feed tonight as we have a long overdue update about the next movements of Sasha Banks. We haven't seen Mercedes Varnado as part of WWE programming pretty much the entirety of 2022. Nothing at all since she and Naomi walked out of a WWE Raw taping earlier in the year. PW Insider tonight give us an update on Sasha Banks's next movements, and they give us the following. Mercedes Varnado, aka WWE Sasha Banks, is expected to be at New Japan Pro Wrestling Wrestle Kingdom 17 next month, according to several sources close to the situation. While it is unknown whether Varnado will be appearing before the live crowd, we are told that New Japan Pro Wrestling is bringing Varnado into the event. So this is a big step for Sasha Banks. We did wonder whether the trail would lead her back to WWE, but we were kind of getting the vibe that a new wrestling promotion would be calling. Now, she teased this New Japan Pro Wrestling appearance sometime back in October. You may remember we talked about this on Sasha Banks' Instagram. She shared on her story a mocked-up match graphic of a Stardom match pitting herself against Kairi, formerly WWE star Kairi Sane. And that was quite an appealing prospect teased by Sasha Banks. Add to that what has happened since then. Since then, Kairi has become the first ever IWGP Women's Champion as New Japan Pro Wrestling looks to recognize women's wrestling as part of its regular lineup for the first time in its long history. This is a major step towards that. Kairi winning that belt was quite the moment, and it certainly makes a match between Kairi and Sasha Banks very, very interesting indeed. If, of course, it wasn't already particularly interesting. Now, whilst Kairi was doing that, Sasha Banks has been traveling around the world, and she's been visiting numerous countries and in some of them stepping into wrestling rings. There's a TikTok video which Sasha Banks posted that shows her training in Mexico alongside the legendary Juventud Guerrera. She's been all over the world as well as doing wrestling endeavors. She's been appearing on red carpets and at special events and fashion shows. In that time as well, since her departure from WWE, she's even finished up on her first major movie. She posted some behind-the-scenes videos from it just the other day, a project that she was very excited about earlier on in the year. So she's really branching out into other stuff. I think many people thought that Hollywood would be in the future for Mercedes Varnado before anything to do with wrestling.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And also bringing the energy, if I can steal, a round of our broadcast colleague, Michael Cole. It's boss time!
Pat, switching gears now, I want to talk about what happened this past Monday night when Sasha Banks and Naomi let us all down. The WWE Women's Tag Team Champions walked off the show and walked out of the building during Monday Night Raw. They were supposed to take part in this, the main event, the six-pack challenge, where the winner would be next in line to face Bianca Belair for the Raw Women's Championship. However, Sasha and Naomi took the tag team championships into the office of our head of talent relations, left them there, and then promptly walked out of the arena. Their actions disappointed millions of WWE fans and their fellow superstars. So because of what Sasha and Naomi did this past Monday night, they have been suspended indefinitely.
Those particularly harsh words from Michael Cole still ringing in the ears there. That was the moment that Michael Cole announced that Sasha Banks and Naomi were suspended from WWE. That occurred 6 months ago, and how the world in wrestling has changed since then. How do we get to that point? Well, the original plan on Raw, the night in question, was to see Sasha Banks and Naomi feature across the show and face off against each other in the main event. The plan was going to be that Naomi and Sasha Banks, as the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, would face the Raw and SmackDown Women's Champions, respectively, in singles matches on pay-per-view. And that would lead to, well, that was the issue. From there were no fixed plans for the Women's Tag Team Championships, something that frustrated Sasha Banks particularly, as well as Naomi. Now, from what we had heard, there was some conversation still going on between WWE and Sasha Banks. Since Vince McMahon's departure from the company, since the changes behind the scenes with creative, we thought that maybe a return could be imminent. There's been 3, maybe 4 situations where we thought this is where Sasha Banks and Naomi will jump back into action. None of those have happened. And according to some sources, those conversations haven't really got any further along since when Sasha and Naomi left in the first place. This led to a showdown with Vince McMahon and a showdown with John Laurinaitis. And as numerous sites such as Fightful Select, The Wrestling Observer, and PW Insider have reported, we saw and heard Sasha Banks and Naomi had left the women's tag team titles on the desk of John Laurinaitis and left the building. And they have not been part of WWE programming since. They popped up in numerous places, at numerous premieres. Sasha Banks has continued in her other endeavors outside of wrestling, and as has Naomi. In fact, Naomi was at a basketball game just the other night with Jade Cargill, which started some conversations. But on the subject of Sasha Banks, in that time away, her company Solnado registered some new trademarks that got a lot of conversation about what her next move would be. These trademarks included Mercedes Monet, Monet Talks, Bank Monet, and Statement Maker. Many would believe these to be new wrestling IPs, since Sasha Banks is a name owned by WWE. So this gives a name that is somewhat in keeping with her previous persona. Should she wish to do that? That is the speculation, of course. I mean, you know, you would be forgiven for thinking that would be where it would go. We then saw Sasha Banks traveling all around the world and turning up in different places where she would be training to wrestle, including, as we have reported, with Juventud Guerrera in Mexico. All of that news leads to the report tonight from PW Insider's Mike Johnson that Mercedes Varnado, Sasha Banks, formerly known as, is expected to be part of New Japan Pro Wrestling's Wrestle Kingdom 17 event next month, according to sources close to that situation. Now, this is a rolling news story that we're breaking tonight with thanks to Mike Johnson of PW Insider. Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful says an update will be coming to his platforms very soon as well. And of course, we will keep you updated on this breaking news as we get it at cultaholic.com. That top story one more time for you tonight. Mercedes Varnado, formerly known as WWE's Sasha Banks, is expected to be at New Japan Pro Wrestling Wrestle Kingdom 17. 'Cause they're gone, push them all out the way.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.